God be bless thee.
God bless you, Miss Lewis.
What a warming joy it is to be here in your presence once again and to share with you these few moments. These few moments of stillness and peace and of nearness to God. Let us consider what this closeness to God really is. What does it mean to us? What have we done to deserve it? Why have we been granted the privilege to share these few moments closer to Him? So close that even the cold in your bones will fight. I asked for this reading to be made because it's important that you should now begin to approach this most glorious event in the times of Christianity. The coming of Christ. What you may ask is all this which was read for you this night to do with Christmas. He has everything to do with Christmas. It tells you really what we must be all about. If we are going to look upon ourselves as the Christians, as the children of God, the parable of the unjust steward is a parable which really must be taken close into your hearts. And you must consider these things, because each and every one of you are a steward in one way or another. You have to serve those who serve you in whatever way. And you must do it justly, according to the Christian way. And you must look into your hearts, and in so doing condemn no man, but serve them more loyally. And you may say, to do this is almost like inflicting a cruelty upon oneself. But this is not so. Love hurts. It always did and it always will. Duty is painful. Pardon them is sometimes a crushing thing. But all these things were born upon this earth plane on the day that this Christ child was conceived by his mom, Mary Magdalene. And you are now approaching this great festive occasion in your life. And it is now, not then, now, you must begin to look upon yourself. Listen to those of your neighbours who will say, I don't like Christmas. I have to give this and give that. I have to spend my lire and my taxes and all this money, scudos, all this I must spend. And I must give gifts, and I must receive my neighbours. I don't like Christmas for this. Listen to them. Listen hard to them when they say these things. And listen to yourself if you should ever think it. And when you next hear these things being said, before you agree, Listen to your higher self. Listen to that still small voice within. This is the voice of God, the very God power within you, talking to you. Is it such a terrible thing if you should have it to part with some of your skudos to bring joy into the heart of someone else? Is it such a terrible thing to go to those you love and bear them a gift for their love and their friendship throughout the bygone year, and in the fervent hope and prayer they will be your friend forevermore, to give easy, to receive, to give freely of those things you have to give, and even sometimes those things you have not, or believe you have not, is to bring into the hearts of those great joy. But you put into the heart of God an even greater joy. Do not turn away from this spirit of Christmas. Prepare yourselves now and strive to be as he has been. I have told you many times before, every day is a Christmas day in the eyes of Marcello. For every day you will receive something from your fellow man, and every day you will give something in return, one way or another. Every day of your life is a day of thanksgiving, a day in which you will thank God for the life you have, for the air you breathe, for the food you eat and drink also, for all those many small mercies which come upon you. They are usually touched by the hand of someone else before you receive them, therefore they are a gift. Consider these things. Consider them well, and hold them in your heart as you approach this great festive moment. And as the spirit of Christmas descends upon you, don't push it away. Be joyous in it, and be thankful the Father has allowed you the privilege of seeing yet one more, that you may rejoice in him. And with the coming of Christ was the coming of the giving of gifts. Christ spent his whole life making every day a Christmas day. He gave freely, complained none at all. He asked for nothing in return, only that you would love your God, only that you would love your fellow man, and receive them into your heart. Give freely of the gifts of the Spirit he has given you. Receive freely the power of love he will give you to expand his gifts one man to another. Whatever your vocation in life may be, whatever your aims, whatever your hopes and dreams may be in order to fulfill your life, remember, they are obtainable through love and through the spirit of giving and of receiving. Do not measure the value of your gifts as you give or receive them. Don't weigh one among the other. Receive them with an equal amount of love give them with an equal amount of love. Keep a balance within your heart and be a just steward. Don't receive them and say, oh, but this is not good enough. It's nothing like as good as I gave you. This is the unjust steward. As I have said again before, the Father knows those things that you have in need of. And if you love him and believe in him, and you keep his word, you will receive them in his gracious time. So begin now, and prepare yourselves for this great occasion which is nearly upon me. For now is the time to prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Now is the time when you must prepare yourself to receive his love. Now is the time when you must open your hearts and give love joyously, no matter how. If the need is there, then fulfill it. Enlighten the darkness of those who seek and who are without. Be their comfort. Be their strength. Be all things that you would have God the Father to be to you. I will say no more of this lesson now. I will leave it to your conscience and to your hearts. I will leave it to you to sit quietly and think, or stand here for a moment, when next do you hear this neighbor complain why they don't like Christmas. This is a selfish heart that speaks these words. They cannot bring themselves to give and to rejoice in giving. For to give is the greatest gift you can have. I will leave you now to dwell upon these things and consider them closely in your hearts, and look forward with great joy to this moment of truth, the moment when love was born on earth. Celebrate it with love, and you will receive love, and love will lighten your darkness through life, as is the case with those of us here in this place. And these are levels of awareness. You understand what Marcello has said to you all. Grazie mille. Who now would you talk with Marcello?
Do you want to lead us sort of into the evening? Is there anything you want to say to us?
I will leave you to pour out your hearts to Marcello. Tell me all of these things which trouble your mind. Is there no one that wishes to talk with myself?
There is one thing
Ben.
That just occurred to me, Marcelo. I don't know. When the White Brotherhood
Ben,
sees an area where some work can be done, that it isn't within their power to come themselves to talk to us. Is it right that they choose someone like yourself? You've often said it to us that things aren't what they seem. I know you're God's messenger, but it's one and the same as the brotherhood. But the Lord's words come through you to us. We've been chosen for this work that was seen to be done. Is
You have been chosen for this. And I will put a little snippet of excitement into this for you, Sister Maria. You say you speak of the White Brotherhood. And I have spoken with you before of evolved spirits. Is this not so? And sometimes these evolved spirits will return here to these planes after many, many eons of time, if you wish, of great periods of time. They will touch this earth. Sometimes they will come as a teacher, a prophet, if you wish. But sometimes they will come in the guise of an ordinary, humble person. Not so much to learn a lesson for themselves in the spirit planes, but to learn the lessons of how life is lived here, how it is viewed and received here, and how best they can, during that lifetime, just place a little bit of love and enlightenment and wisdom and knowledge that it may be taken by those who are living this life to learn and may evolve and grow upon this information I will give. Do you understand what Marcello is saying to you, Sister Maria?
Yes.
Sometimes many of these will come together. Just a small number sometimes. For some will bring with them those they feel who are much enlightened and well progressed and are worthy of the lessons they can be given and receive and will become worthy stewards, if you wish, and will impart the word of God and his love and his ministry among men. But those who come to teach these things will not reveal themselves as Sister Maria. For who would believe them? Who could take it into their understanding and receive it for what it truly is? Few would believe. Many would mock. And so the whole purpose of his work would be diminished, because the number who would disbelieve and mock him would be so much greater than the few who would believe him, and the mocking would multiply, and so it would mean I had gone to all this trouble, perhaps to plant a seed of knowledge, but in doing so would have raised so much doubt and criticism in the hearts of so many more. And so the whole purpose would be outweighed. You understand this, Sister Maria?
I do.
And so you keep this here in this little room, closely to your heart, and you guard it so well, because you know that we are talking the words of God. We are expounding his love one among another in such a way that your neighbor would never understand and would only turn to mock and ridicule. And the more you tell, the more would increase this. And so we choose to do this in a much more gentle way. The White Brotherhood are working all the time, bringing those of us who will teach closer to this earth plane, seeking out fit and worthy channels. We may come and use them And sometimes they will use this channel for a long time to taste and to prepare, just as they did civil waters. Use this instrument for many years before Marcello was allowed to come anywhere close to him. Can you see what I am saying to you, Sister Marie? And so we are allowed to come and to talk with you in this way and to prepare you gently. Not to go running wildly into the streets shouting, I have been talking to Marcello. And those in the street will say, but who is this Marcello? I have never heard of him. And they will take no notice. But gently we will release these words with the subtle calm and gentle understanding, little by little, into the understanding of those who are a little bit inquisitive, a little bit afraid, but yet somehow they wanted to learn. So we touch them gently. We touch them with a subtle change. We don't storm their brains and blow their brains and understanding away. We draw them gently through the love of such as yourselves who are sitting here receiving these teachings. And you will go out one after the other among your own friends, and you will gently expound these truths, bit by bit, little by little, at a chosen moment, at a good and perfect time, as is always the case with the Word of God. And so you see, you are working so close with those of this white brotherhood you speak of, of which Brother Gathus Emmanuel is a teacher. He teaches them. He counsels them before they will ever come close to an instrument. He prepares their way. He enlightens them with the power of God and the love of God. He blesses the spirit and he blesses the instrument. And this, Sister Maria, is why Silver Waters and the Brother Gathus came to instrument so much longer before Marcello was ever allowed to come near. And now that I am allowed to come near, I also must talk very gently and lovingly with you. I must try to make you understand the great necessity for approaching your fellow men with love and gentleness and with calm and dedication, immovable faith, abundance of love. This is the way Christ came among men. This was the way he taught. He gave them the opportunity either to believe or disbelieve. Those who believed, he blessed. And those who he disbelieved, he blessed and allowed them to go their way. And he scorned them not. And you must follow this principle also. This is the way you must work. Because they may call you a fool or an imbecile. Do not strike back and condemn them. Do not try to prove them otherwise. But love them, forgive them. As Christ said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. How many times did he say this in his heart before he finally said it on the cross? This was his thinking. And this is the thinking of those of us who serve him now. And it must be the thinking of those of you who choose to serve him here on this earth plane. Or else, how can a true essence of his love be given in order to be received? See, Sister Maria, we work well with this white brotherhood. And they work well with you. For it may be or may not be known to you. Who knows? I don't know. Perhaps one of you were once and still are a member of the White Brotherhood. Come among men to drop your little pearl of wisdom somewhere along life's pathway. You understand what I have said for your sister, Maria. And this is the answer for your question.
Yeah.
You're content now. Who else now will talk with Marcello? No one wishes to talk with Marcello. No one has a question in their heart for a topic you would wish Marcello to talk for you on. Why are you so still?
Trying to think of a question. We never prepare ourselves before we come, you see. We still don't.
Brother Christoph, you have prepared yourself in your sleeping.
It's very true.
Believe me. And you will always do this thing. When again I hear you snoring, I will not stab in my fingers. I will enhance your sleep because I know this spirit is strong and the body is weak. And it needs to be rested. Now you have rested, you can start working now. Think of a question for Marcello.
There's something in my mind, but I have a feeling that you've answered it before, and it's to do with visions and apparitions and
tell them I said
dreams and all that sort of thing. Well, I think you have answered it because you told us of the what we call the astral plane, the level of awareness between this life here on Earth and God's kingdom, and it is possible in our sleep to drift into that, or our spirit to be taken into that area or level. So really I'm now remembering what you told us before, you see, so I haven't got a question on it.
Where do you think you were a few moments ago, Brother Christ?
No, that was what sort of prompted me to think about it. I do apologise for that myself.
Why do you apologise when it was us who took you? Grande Monte, still lost. I will help you to understand this. For each and every one of you who begins to sit and think, oh, I am tired, I am going to sleep, I cannot keep my eyes open, I want to fall asleep. I really say to you, fall asleep, fall asleep, come with Marcello, come with me. Follow those who are sitting closer to you at your side. Receive the love and the stillness and the peace of God upon your eyelids and enjoy the experience you are about to receive. Receive into yourself. That peace which passes all understanding. Receive unto yourselves that which the Father desires you to have. You have had a strong and busy day. We know this. And the testing moments. We want for you to be rid of these things. We want to strip away from your minds all of this strain and effort. And so it is in no shame upon yourselves when suddenly your eyelids begin to become like blocks of marble and clamp down upon you. And you begin to drift. Even if the words of Marcello become unheard, is of no consequence. Because you will receive that which the Father desires that you receive in those moments of tranquility and respite. And we know of these things. And right at the beginning, when do you begin? We will bring this beautiful stillness upon you. You may drink of it. Take it into yourselves. Replenish yourselves. Tell Marcello, Brother Christopher, when you have received your lesson, and we have spoken for as long as we speak, your eyelids have it in. At the moment when you close, is this sleep still upon you? Or is it that you are now beginning to become alert and conscious and aware of what is being said and done and more coherent with yourself and your thinking? Because just for a few moments of a time, your eyes have been closed. Your mind and your brain and your body and your spirit has been still. And just because your breathing organs are designed the way they are, they cause you to make a noise when you breathe in this state. So what? Is of no matter. Be still. And know that He is with you in these moments. Don't fight it. Let it happen. Let this sleep fall upon you if you wish. Don't worry if you don't hear Marcello's words. For in truth you will hear the words of others, but in a much more different vein. For they will speak with you in visions. They will speak with you in what you call the dream. Sometimes they will even show themselves as much as they can. So please, Brother Christopher, don't be afraid to obey the will of God. Close your eyes and receive His peace. Marcello and his thoughts. Easy to make you content now.
Yes, thank you very much. Pleasure.
I will talk for a tiny little while with Gerostiante, here comes the confusion there, with Sister Jacqueline. But she will be thinking, Marcello said he was going to call me Sister Francisca from now on. Is this not so? We know of your confusion there. And so, having pointed this out to you, having made you aware of this beautiful loved one who is walking with you, sometimes we will call you Sister Francisca if she is close. If she is not too close, we will call you Sister Jacqueline. It is to make you happy.
I do.
Very good.
Well,
we must pay tribute to this child of God who is a worthy soul and an enlightened jewel of peace who comes and inspires you with stillness. And so we must pay her due regard, and we will do it in this way. So you may say no more. How will I know when she is with me? Ego. We will refer to you in her name when she is close. Is this to make you content now, my child? Now, is there any question you wish to ask myself?
Yes, there is, Master. At the end of last week, we also felt that the time had come when things should be on the move. And is it all right for us all to attempt to get the manuscript into some sort of shape?
Sister Maria, I have given you a certain amount of teachings. I have given them in my own funny way, I suppose, in a way which is perhaps is not so easily understood by those of you here on this plane, or even of this town. And so it is. You must try to put these words of myself into such a way that it can be understood by those of your understanding and of your time. You know and understand this better than Marcello does. And so I will leave it in your loving care and understanding. And this is why I would wish that Sister Wendy will help you in this, to put the words in a true place. And Sister Jacqueline will also do this, because there is a great wisdom and knowledge and gentle understanding. There is a deep inner vision through which Sister Jacqueline can see and reason with the thoughts of others. And there is a deep intelligence and great knowledge within Sister Wendy who will help to put these words in such a way even the simplest one can understand. There must be no bitterness, no toil, no annoyance one among the other in this. You must put it together with love. I will leave it, therefore, to you to turn this in a way that you know your fellow beings will understand most. It must not simply run in the same order that has been given. Take from it wherever you will that which you feel will apply most for this particular lesson. It is in your hands. We have given you this knowledge. Now you must use it according to your understanding. Is this the answer for your question, Sister Marie? And you are fully understanding what Marcello has said. I know you are saying in your hearts, but what of your brother John? Why have you not mentioned him? Do I need to mention him? He is a blessed child of God. He is the one whom Marcello and the brother Gustus Emmanuel love very much, and is so deeply. We know at this moment he has a troubled heart, and is he going through a troubled moment of time. And we are working with him to strengthen him in this, for we fear for his health. And so we ask you to bear this burden alone me for a moment, and deal with such times as the Brother John is able to return. And what is his task, you may ask yourself. His task is to hold this venture you have together with a spiritual understanding. He is your spiritual administrator, if you wish. He is your spiritual guide and counsel here on this earth plane. And he is the saint of all we have done. Is this the answer for your question now? This question you have asked in your heart.
Yes, sir.
See. And you are all content now with what Marcello has said for you.
Very much so, thank you, sir.
I am going to talk with you once more. Then I will talk with you again together with the Brother Gaius Emmanuel to what you call weeks of your time before the coming of the Christ celebration. And I will talk with you. And you will talk with Marcello. And together we will rejoice and celebrate with Brother Gaius Emmanuel this joyous moment which befalls the hearts and minds of all men. And we will hold a special Christ Mass here in this little room where you have so joyously and lovingly and gently evolved in the love that we will celebrate on that day. You understand this, all of you. Please do not. This will be conducted not by myself, but by Brother Gaius Emmanuel. He will talk of the Christ coming and of his course among men. Is this a matter of happy?
Yes, thank you, sir.
We will inform Brother John accordingly. But this also is a very busy time for Brother John. He has his own flock to care for. But we will talk with him nonetheless. Time now is for Marcello to leave, and for you to go your way, and to be a just steward, and a worthy child of God, and a bearer of this great coming event, and of the news of its coming, and of the joy it brings, and forgive those who will say to you, I don't like Christmas. Understand them and pray for them. God bless you. May his love be always upon you. Shall we talk with the Father now? Eo ve pare, O gracious God, allow the love born of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to fall upon the hearts and minds of these thy children, as softly and as gently as a snowflake which falls. And let it touch their hearts, and fill their minds with thine eternal peace and love. And may the Spirit of Christ enter into them, uphold them and fulfill them, and bring into their understanding all the gifts of the Spirit that they have within them. that they may go forth there. And he share their gift, and he give of it freely and with love, and bring unto those of thy children who are sick and suffering every new joy and understanding in life, that they may counsel those who have lost their way, and bring them and return them safely to the fold. And so we lead them along your spiritual pathway of interest and love. Fulfill these your children, O Lord, and bless their hands with which they touch and heal. And may the love of God and the gentleness of his Son, Jesus Christ, to be upon their hands and upon the heads of those who suffer. Receive unto your hearts the spirit of his love and grace. And I ask of him, Mr. Lord, Father, I am but a simple, humble servant of your trust. I give thee gracious praise to the miracle of your being there, and the brilliance of your light. Receive my praise, O Lord, and receive my praise for these of thy children, and receive me, Father, as your servant, and let me also in eternal humility and peace and joy. And let me, Father, be forever your servant in his name. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit rest and dwell and remain within the hearts of each and every one of you. And may he lighten your darkness and he strengthen your resolve and enhance your growth. May the Spirit of God be upon you and within you and around you from this day forward, even forevermore. Amen. God bless you, my children. Go in peace and love. Be fulfilled and be filled of him. May the love of God be with you always. God bless you. Go in peace. Go in grace. Go in love.